Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Bringing Christ to your home. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
Yeah, I must say, I am all smiles. When I saw this message, I was like, yeah, yay, I remember you. Sabient is one of our listeners that won a double ticket, a set of double tickets last week. Now, Sabient says, what an amazing weekend indeed. Wow, wow, dancing, worshipping, kneeling, tears flowing in the presence of the Lord. I'm just in awe. Thank you, Radio Pulpit. Sabine, you know why I'm smiling so much? Because you got to use those tickets. You know, oftentimes we as a people will enter competitions and then we win. But then we don't really follow up to it, or we get caught up somewhere and we don't get to attend. So you are a G, Sabine. We thank you that you could make it on Saturday as well. Thank you that you could put your tickets to good use. It was one of a kind. And Sabian took me back to the moment with a picture of that evening. It was absolutely beautiful. So thank you so much. I really, really wish we had actually met. But one of these days, it's going to happen, Sabian. Thank you so, so much for sharing that moment as well. If you also were part of Saturday, how was it? Give us a review. 082-657-2729. 082-657-2729. How's your review of Saturday?
It is that day that the Lord has made again. And my name is Paula Mahlaba Mokgethi, and I'm with...
Smitty is, yeah. And it's so nice to be with you, Paula, and the listeners. And I just want to greet everybody in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen, amen. And I'm sure you're greeting our team in Krugersdorp, our team in Restorative Justice. You know, Sister Jeanette always says... Please just say hello, Os Jeanette. Sister Jeanette and Os Nomandla.
Yes.
They always listen.
Oh, I'm so, wow, that's as nice to hear that.
Yes.
And yes, welcome to everybody.
Yes, everybody. Everybody. Family of Behind and Beyond Buzz. We are in this together. And so we were dealing with the benefits of restorative justice. Today we cannot go back. Ne? Restorative justice and rehabilitation. Restorative justice includes everybody, and rehabilitation is normally about the offender rehabilitation.
It is primarily just the offender. But Paula, we are the last two programs. We looked at the benefits of restorative justice, and we're going to continue today on that.
Yes.
And as the listeners will follow us with today's broadcast, mm-hmm. they will hear who all are included in restorative justice mm-hmm. and what benefits can there be or what yes. should be there.
Yes, yes. And so let's start with the victims that this meets. You remember we've got VODs and we do tracing and... according to that, what do you think the victims benefit from that?
Well, you know, a victim has got many questions,
mm-hmm.
you know, mm-hmm. but the biggest question that the victim has is why?
Why? Yes.
Why did you do that to me?
Mm-hmm.
Why, and why?
Yeah, because sometimes they know who it is and when was it. And how it was done. But mostly they don't know why.
Yeah, you see, the thing is with victims by means of mediation, all right? Or dialogue. I think we refer to the victim offender
dialogue. Yes.
Now, in essence, that is where you actually have an opportunity
mm-hmm.
where the victim and the offender can actually start talking to one another and questions can be asked. The victim in that process can receive. Now, this is one thing a lot of people don't understand, restitution.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
All right?
Yes.
And I know that we've discussed it before and we may touch it.
Mm-hmm.
But reparation and healing.
Mm-hmm.
Healing is the biggest thing
yes.
that victims must receive. Because you know that sometimes victims 30 years later, they still suffer holding on to the pain of the crime.
And if you can just remind the our family of Behind and Beyond Bars of how the victim receives the healing.
Well, you know, we had a specific a program, Paula, where we were talking about forgiveness.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
And I think what we did say there was we know what God requires from us.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And the idea is really to forgive.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
But a lot of people say that they can't forgive because he hasn't said he's sorry.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes you need to actually forgive.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of healing that needs to take place.
Yes.
But the whole thing is that a dialogue with the victim,
mm-hmm.
sometimes not even with offender, sometimes with social workers,
mm-hmm.
just that dialogue gives room for healing.
Yes.
Because many a times the victim just wants to be heard.
Amen. And the other healing or means of healing that the victim gets from the offender mostly or most of the time is when the offender says the truth and nothing but the truth.
Yeah, but I think this is why we take offenders through mm-hmm. various programs.
Yes.
Because if they're not prepared to come out with the truth,
mm-hmm.
it's very difficult for this whole restorative justice to have the effect that what it should have,
yes.
you know.
Yes.
The truth is setting not only the offender free,
mm-hmm.
but also helping the victim.
The victim, yes. And then we have the offender reconciling and reintegrated into the community. That's the benefit of the offender.
Well, that is the benefit of this whole process.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and the thing with offenders must understand for the society and community
mm-hmm.
and even for the victim to actually receive him
mm-hmm.
that can only really take place when you start telling the truth.
Yes, true. Amen.
And so there again, I mean, this the community, if a guy comes and he shows I'm prepared. Now, you can't just come with the truth
mm-hmm.
if you really haven't shown any form of remorse.
Yes.
You know, a lot of times you hear court cases and they say, but you know, the offender didn't show any remorse.
Mm-hmm.
Many a times the offender has never accepted responsibility.
Yes.
He never felt that he's accountable.
Mm-hmm.
So before you can come to remorse, you must go through the process of understanding what
yes.
you've done. Be responsible, accountable, and then you get to the process of remorse.
And then it's easy for you to tell the truth now because you understand and the remorse is there that I seriously damaged this person.
Yes, yes. But you know, Paula, you and I have been involved with numerous restorative justice processes and you only see that breakthrough.
Mm-hmm.
Where a person understands
mm-hmm.
what the victim have experienced
mm-hmm.
and also what he is actually doing. Some offenders don't actually understand
mm-hmm.
what they are doing
to
victims.
Yes.
They just feel, the victim just suffers a little bit of a loss.
And it's been a long time. I mean, 15 years, that's too long for you to feel like that.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Also, the benefits, one of the benefits that is there for the communities is possible drop in crime rate and reduction in offenders reoffending.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, the thing is that a lot of offenders go and actually at churches and at some community halls, they actually go and show their remorse to the communities.
Mm-hmm.
But there again, they must change. They must show that they have changed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a change in heart.
Yes, yes.
It's a change of heart, not just change of words.
Yes.
Can't just go. You know, people very quickly will know whether it's just lip service or have you changed in your
heart. From the heart. Amen. And the last one, and we are left with a little bit of time. The last one is possible reduction of overcrowding in DCS.
Well, you know, the whole thing with your program is really to make people aware. And I think what we have done in previous programs is to actually point out, why do people do crime? You know, and you know, is a society needs to, it's a societal involvement that is necessary to actually help and identify why people do crime.
Amen. So, meaning that restorative justice also is a benefit to the Department of Correctional Services to reduce this overcrowding.
Absolutely.
Family, again, this is Paula Mahlaba Mokgethi, and our email address is behind.beyondbars@gmail.com. I'm signing off with Status Meeting.
Thank you very much for having us. We'll listen again next week.
Yes, please tune in next week. We will be missing you for this week. Thank you and bye-bye.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, a companion for those who need encouragement. Listen to us on our app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you. Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love on 657 AM. You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.